to Dana's Internet Cafe. We have a great show planned for you today. I'm Dana Vernon.
And I'm Dick Vernon.
Dana's Internet Cafe is a weekly radio show about interesting people, places, and subjects. All of our shows are archived on the Internet, so you can also listen to any of them at any time at www.danasinternetcafe.com.
And don't forget, there's two N's in Dana.
And today, we're with Washboard Tony. We met him when we went to the Butler County Symphony. They have a thing called Concerts to Munch By, and he happened to be playing that day, and we'd never seen him before, heard about him, but never seen him, and we're really fascinated by it, and we said, hey, let's try to get an interview there, so we did. But anyway, Tony, tell us how you got started, or what all happened here. We've been talking, and we should have had it recorded a long time ago.
It all started when I first heard my first Beatles song. I was small, and I got hooked with music. I thought, well, that's what I have to do in my life. Mm-hmm. This is my, you know, calling or whatever. And during my high school days, and I never really played an instrument. I used to carry records in school, books in one hand, records in the other hand.
I can picture that.
And even my teacher would say, hey, what record you got this week? Because what I used to do is, like, I never got allowance. I would save my lunch money. Every Friday, I'd buy a record religiously, you know. And I loved music. And then I didn't start playing really professionally till after I graduated, after I bought a drum set off of a friend for like $50, excuse me, a J.C. Penney set. And after that, everything just took off. I was on the road for a while. I traveled around the United States.
Really?
And wow. Met some great people. We opened up for a lot of famous groups. And music's been really a blessing, actually. And I did a lot of rock in the beginning and blues, but when the 90s came, I started reinventing myself, and that all started when I played at I showed up at a bar called Fisher's Lounge in Zillinople, and I got stamped after that one evening as Washboard Tony because I had a washboard. It was out in the car, and I asked my girlfriend to bring it in.
You got it at a flea market, right?
Yeah, I got it at Rogers Flea Market. And it wasn't meant to be played on. It was something just to decorate my home at the time. And I was playing with this gentleman named Waldo Young. He was a one-man band. He did folk music, 60s. And he taught me how to, because before that, I would learn stuff exactly like the record. If I would do covers, he taught me how to just improvise. Mm. I never knew how to really improvise, just go with the flow. And so he was a good teacher.
When you go with the flow, you're playing with from your heart. Mm-hmm. That's a mm-hmm. big difference. Mm-hmm. You're not just doing what somebody else did.
Right, copying. Mm-hmm. I used to just copy other people's licks.
Yeah.
Which was like, it took me hours and hours to break a song down and just learn each part.
But you learn from that. You gain knowledge and experience and stuff like that, but then you put that all together and then you play with your own style from your heart.
Yeah, and I never was comfortable with like learning other people's licks. I did it because other bands would do that and I'd have, you know, to fit in with them. I couldn't just play whatever. I'd have to play what the record had on there. But yeah, I met Waldo Young. He was playing in this lounge called Fisher's in Zillinople, PA, real small little place. And it was really loud, a lot of people in there, and it seemed like not too many people were paying attention because they were too busy chatting. It was like happy hour or something. And I walked up to him after he took a break. I said, wow, you're really unique, you're really different. I'm trying to change and reinvent myself as a musician too. And he invited me to come back. He played there once a month, so I came back that following month, and he asked me to come up and do a couple, just you know, with some percussion stuff, really light stuff. So I did. And then he did this one jingle, and I just thought, wow, wait a minute, I can't use this stuff, but I got a washboard out in the car. So I asked my girlfriend to just run out and grab this washboard, and she thought, why? What are you going to do with this thing? She brought it in, and I grabbed two quarters or nickels, I can't remember, and just started just doing a rhythm. And he looked over and said, wow, this is really, you know, it was like magic. And even the crowds turned their head and thought, you guys are doing something, you know, this is kind of cool. And after that, it blossomed. I just started saying, I need to reinvent myself. I need to go to a different direction. Because I used to always play with a full band, big PA, lights, the whole electric guitars and all that. Here's a solo guy that plays acoustic, harmonica, and I was doing all this percussion stuff in a two-man band. Didn't have a bass to follow on or nothing. And I stood up and played instead of sitting down on a seat playing a drum set. I stood up. So I started putting this percussion kit together with my chimes and a gong and electronic pads with different sounds, shakers, kazoos, spoons, washboard, just different stuff. And we went out and we did all kinds of places. We even played flea markets down in Wildwood, down at North Park. Yeah. He got me in places I would never thought ever I would play, other than playing a smoky dark bar or, you know, nighttime night place, you know, beer garden, whatever you call them. So he really changed my attitude. And of course, I didn't ask for that name. It just, everywhere I went after that, people would say, hey, you're Washboard Tony. We saw you playing here and there. You guys are really cool and unique. So that kind of like just came about. And I always wanted the stage name. I didn't think it would be Washboard Tony. So, and this music's been a blessing to me. I mean, it's been such a blessing. It took me places I would never, probably never went as a regular person.
You really wouldn't think at a symphony they would want somebody playing a washboard, right? That is really unique.
They see me play so many places in town.
And you go back to the symphony you play every year there.
Every
right?
year, and yeah. I do different things, and I feature other people too. I don't just go there and say it's all about me. It's about a team.
Exactly.
That's what music's about. Yeah.
We were impressed with that out there too.
I don't believe in saying, oh, it's. You know, I even asked the other two guys. I said, you know, we can just come up with a name. Oh no, just use your name. It's fine. You know, I said, okay, but you guys, it's not all about me. It's about a team. We're like a baseball team. It's about everybody.
That
makes
is
it work.
So true in the music business.
Yeah,
and it's hard sometimes because you start playing with people that are they get an ego and they want you to play behind them, and it's tough for a musician to shine because you're back there trying to make the other person look good, and you're just, you know. I believe in just letting go. Everybody just do your thing. Go with the feeling. Don't hold back, because you can't hold back with music. You got to let it flow.
But if you work as a team and don't think about how good you can play, but how can I make this whole group sound good?
Right.
That's the key to good music.
Yep.
And then you'll look good when you make everybody look good.
And plus, I smile. I get a lot of comments, like, with God's Country, I just started dipping into country music over the past year. I started playing God's Country. I'll tell you how that happened too. I got away from the music business for about 8 years. I'm a cancer survivor. I went through colon cancer, stage 4. I lost everything, my house, everything during this. And it brought me up to Butler because all my doctors are up here. And but one day, I was in town, and a friend of mine who plays with God's Country, he's from Fonville, PA, which is just like a shoot away from Elwood City.
Yeah.
I kept on bumping into him, and he invited me, why don't you come down to our practice on Tuesday night? I thought, nah, I don't think music's my bag anymore. I think I already did the music thing for all these years. And so I went down one day, and I heard them practice, and I thought, wow, I love music, man. I gotta do this again. It feels good. And he called me, I don't know if it was a couple days after that or a week, and said he was going to get surgery done, and he needed someone to fill in for him for a month. I said, I don't know if I can do this. I've been out of it for 8 years, plus you're doing country. I'm not really a country player. I can do blues. So I did it. I took the challenge on, and when he came back, he was the main drummer. When he came back, everybody asked me, God's Country, to stay aboard.
Yeah.
They said, wow, you're really, people like you. You're up there smiling and you're really, I said, yeah, I'm smiling because I'm hoping I was going to get through the whole set, you know? figure if I didn't get through it, I could smile, you know? So I ended up putting together a little setup playing along with them. And I've been with them now for over a year, and I love playing that because I never played praise music before in churches, and I really love doing it. I do it for God, for His glory. And so that's how it all started. So I started, after the God's Country thing, I started getting a hold of some people I used to play with in the past, or people that knew me, that knew I was starting to get well with my health and everything, and I started getting back out in the area and doing music again. I'll play anywhere. I'll play picnics, wherever, you know, wherever there's people that want to listen, and I want to make them pretty much, how do you say it, escape reality, because I know we all have issues and problems in life, and music seems to take you away, you know, for that moment.
You get in your own little world, don't
you? It's a blessing, and it's a healing thing, too, because it was healing for me, too. So that's how that all started. So I got back to playing music again, and once again, someone bought me a rub board from Mississippi.
That's what I used that day.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's not considered...
That thing you hang over your neck?
Yeah, it's not considered a washboard. It's considered a rub board.
Well, they use that in Cajun music a lot.
Yes, Mississippi, New Orleans rub boards. So it has a different kind
of... That's fascinating.
Yeah, because you can use it with thimbles. You can use it with brushes that you use on a snare. They bent spoons a certain way and used them too. And I play spoons a lot. People always
remember. We were amazed when we heard that down at the concert to Munch by there for the symphony.
Well, how many different, I don't know what you call them, gadgets or what you'd call them, do you have?
I have a whole bag full. And I played, like I think I told you earlier, I played with a bagpipe person a couple weeks ago, which I love bagpipes, and I thought, there's no way I could bring my music talent with a bagpipe person, and we did it, and it was wonderful, and he loved it, and he's telling me, call me anytime.
And what song did you play?
We did Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace.
You can bring rhythm into any type of music, though, if you do it appropriately, and you do.
And I'm getting back to doing my voice again. I used to be
you sang Amazing Grace, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I used to be a lead singer in bands, a drummer lead singer, and I used to be an entertainer. That's what got me probably a lot of gigs. I mean, I'm not really like a superb, fancy drummer. I'm a good, steady, in-the-pocket type drummer, but I always had vocals. I always either did background or some lead vocals, and I write tunes. I write my own music, too. I love writing music.
Yeah.
You're versatile.
I just love it. It's my calling. And even when I got sick and I thought it was going to be over with, and you know, I did it already, move on to something else, it came back, and people were always telling me, hey, you still playing? Where are you at? We want to hear you play. I'm thinking, wow, it's time to get back to doing this again, because I'm 50 years old. I'm not a young, you know, whippersnapper anymore, but I still got a lot of fire in me, and I feel God, I'm here for a purpose now. He's got me here for a purpose, to go out and ministry music with people.
Well, there's chapters in your life. We at our age realize there's different chapters, and if you walk close with God, He'll give you the next chapter be better than the last, and this is what we've experienced in life, and I think you're seeing that's happening to you, so just always look forward to the next chapter, whatever happens.
Mm-hmm. And music's been a blessing. I just love it. I really do. And
we're outside, and that noise you hear in the background is because we're outside.
Yeah. Yeah, ever since I moved up to Butler, Butler's kind of a crazy type of town. Elwood's a slower, smaller town. I mean, it's probably not great for musicians or artists, because I have a son, he's 16, and he's carbon copy of me. He plays drums and he sings.
Really?
Does he really?
And he really wants to do this. I mean, he's just not going through a phase. And I told him, first things first, graduate, you turn 18, maybe get a summer job, go to New York, go to LA, go to some of these bigger places, because you can have a better of a chance. Around here, it's really hard, you know. And I always told him too, I said, you can go there. If all fails and nothing works out, you can always come back. I mean, you're always going to have music all through your life, but that gives you a chance to get out there and let people, you know, see you.
And not say someday, I wish I would have tried that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, people need to think outside the box and think, hey, why don't I try that? Mm-hmm. That's what happened to us with this radio show. We've never done anything like this before.
Never.
And we looked at each other and we said,
What did we do?
What did we get ourselves into?
Yeah.
But it's been fun. It's been great. It's added a new dimension to our life, a new chapter. And people are missing so much if they don't just step out and try something different, try something new.
Right.
And I can see you're the type of person that will do that.
Well, you know, I was always a go-getter because I figure, you know, it's not going to always come to me. You got to go out and get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you could be a great musician, but you got to have personality to go with that. You got to have an attitude, a good attitude. You got to be humble. You can't go out and think that you're all, I'm all this.
Look at me, world.
Yeah, I'm up here, and these people coming to see me are down here. You know, you got to put these people at the same level as you are, and be like a family. And I always went out and PR during breaks and got to know our audience, and not isolating our audience, thinking that we were the entertainer and we were better. I always went out, and I realized, wow, by doing that, they would come every week to see us play or follow us there or invite us to a cookout or third place or a pig roast.
You build a friendship, right?
Right. It's all about friendship.
That's good attitude.
Connection.
Yeah.
And I always did that. Some of the bands I played with years ago, they always thought that they were all, you know, too good for the audience. I said, without the audience, what do we have?
What are you?
We'll be practicing in a room or a cellar, you know?
Yeah.
So I always was really humble, and I was a good PR person. I just love people, and this music, it's been a blessing for me. It's been there through thick and thin, dark, you know, dark times when I got sick, and I just want this thing to continue as long as it can. You know, I've been feeling really good with my health lately, and my attitude's been really positive.
That's half the battle.
Yeah.
You know, if your attitude gets down, you're naturally going to be down. Yeah.
I mean, for a while I was a little bitter because I lost 8 years of my life.
Oh, sure.
And I'm coming back, and I'm trying to make it up really quick. And I think, well, I got to be a lot patient now. I can't do things I used to do when I was that age or back then. I'm a little bit older. I'm reserved more, but I could still go out there, and I feel like I'm lit. Someone lit me. I'm on fire right now, and I want to do this music thing really as much as I can.
That's why you do a great job. So you do a nice performance.
I know everybody at the concert to Munch by the symphony there, they really enjoyed it. They even had somebody up there dancing, and I guess that has not happened before.
That was the first time that I've been going there. I go there every year, even if I'm in the audience, and I'm just...
Yeah, we do too. We've went 3 or 4 times.
And I never saw anybody get up and move. They always seem like... just be, we're in a nice building, let's be
reserved.
Our best behavior.
Yeah.
No, music, if it moves you, go with it.
Well,
what's supposed to be for?
What drew us there? The name, Washboard Tony. Now, what on earth is that? And that's what drew us to find out what it was all about.
Wow.
And we were just totally surprised and delighted that we met you.
A lot of people get that, they'll see that name and they'll get it like... confused, like they'll think Washboard Tony's got to be a bluegrass thing, you know, or something magical or whatever, and then they'll show up. And me playing with different acts, because I play with anything from blues to folk to rock, I like variety, country, of course, like gospel, you know,
jazz
music. I never dipped into jazz,
really.
I wish I could, but. To be a jazz drummer, you just got to have that technique, and I don't have the technique, and I wouldn't want to go in there and kind of like get by. But I'll tell you what, if that's my next calling, I would love to play jazz drums.
Yeah.
A piano player and a stand-up bass player, all instrumental stuff. Mm. Maybe, who knows?
Maybe someday it'll happen.
Yeah.
I love jazz music. I do like jazz. I like Miles Davis.
Too.
See, Miles Davis, I found out about him so many years later when I played trumpet in school. If I would have knew about Miles Davis, I would probably stuck with trumpet, because at first trumpet really wasn't my niche. I was a Beatle person, and trumpet's like, this is square, this ain't me, you know. And then as I got older and I dipped in all kinds of music and found out about Miles Davis, I thought, wow, man, I played trumpet and I was starting to get that niche, and I gave it up. You know, so I guess it wasn't meant to be. Drums and percussion and some keyboards and being a singer and everything.
Well, obviously what you're doing now is what you should be doing.
And I met a lot of great people. Music brought me, wow. Because when I was young, When I was a child, I was very shy.
Really?
Very shy. You couldn't get a word out of me. If our parents had company, I'd run upstairs. I was so shy. And then I heard that first Beatles song on the radio. I was bought in a little AM radio, real small transistor radio. I used to stick it on the windowsill of my room because it made it louder.
Yeah.
It made my radio louder by sticking the window shut, stick it right on the windowsill, corner it, and I used to listen to the top 40. And wow, after that, here I am talking to you guys. After all these years, many years later, of course.
Well, what's some of the funny things that's happened to you while you were traveling or on the road or just any time?
Wow. This will be a couple, 2-day or 3-day interview for that. I met a lot of famous people because we used to open up for a lot of big acts. And just going around the United States, I mean, going to all these different states and seeing the scenery.
Mm.
And I don't know. I don't know if I could do that now because it's a lot of work. You got to be you got to be fit for one thing. You got to be really healthy. Back then, you're younger. You can get less sleep. You know, you can eat. Mm. You know, whatever junk food. As we get older, we can't do stuff like that. But I'm glad I did that. I really did. And
I think we all go through that in our younger days. And then you get old, like.
I mean, my relationship suffered because, you know. A working, traveling musician, you know, takes
a rough
toll
life.
On...
It's a rough life.
Yeah. It is.
I see these guys going out in the buses, and they're out day after day after day, and...
Yeah, it's like being in a carnival or a circus.
Yeah.
You know, you're going from town to town, and...
15 hours on the bus, 1 hour playing. 15 hours on the bus again, and same thing over and over.
It's, people don't realize. A lot of people think, oh, musicians, you got the easy life. You get paid, and you got all these people loving you, and you got women around you. They don't understand all the work that you have to put into it.
Yeah.
It don't just come overnight. You got to do the work first, and then it pays off.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like any other kind of job. It's almost like being a gypsy.
I guess it would be. Yeah.
But that was my realm. That was my calling. And
have you done much TV?
Yes, I did some TV. I've been in quite a few different magazines.
Oh, really? Well, cool.
I've been in Pittsburgh, North Hills, Connection. A lot of it was dipping into my music, plus being a cancer survivor that I survived colon cancer, stage 4.
How long ago was that?
I got diagnosed in 2004.
Oh.
And so it'll be 8 years. September 27th is when I got diagnosed. And then my first surgery was October 3rd, which was unsuccessful. And I wore a bag. And it was dark there for a while. I was very bitter.
Mm-hmm.
I was really mad about everything. Why now? Why? Why me? But once I got over that bitterness...
Well, what helped you get over the bitterness?
It took probably a good year or two because I was ready to give up. I went down to 70 pounds.
Oh my gosh!
Wow. I was on the way out.
Yeah.
Believe me. And something just turned around. Good old Lord.
I was going to say your faith in the Lord too.
Yeah.
He had another purpose for me, and hopefully, what I'm doing now, you know, is what He wants me to do with music and ministry. Because I never played churches before.
Mm.
And I went to different churches around here, and nothing was really in my niche. And one Sunday, I went to New Beginnings in Butler on
Center
Avenue.
The Free Methodist Church. That's where I gave my heart to the Lord when I was 12.
It was a simple church. it just reminded me of walking into my living room. I felt like I was in my living room. All these people knew each other's name, their first name bases. And I thought, wow. And a couple weeks later, they're asking me to play in their praise bands, and that wasn't why I went there in the first place. I just loved the message and everything, and I thought, wow, look at these guys up there playing. They're really happy and smiling. Next thing you know, I'm up there playing with them, and that's how it all started. And ever since then, I've been hooked playing. I love doing it. I do it 3 times a week.
Do you really? Great.
And then between there, I try to fit in, play other places around town, like festivals or whatever. And once again, I met some great people like yourself, and hopefully this will continue for for a long time with the music.
We went to the concerts to Munch By, and then the next week, I think it was, we went to God's Country down here at the Methodist Church on North Street there.
And we were shocked.
And
oh, there's Tony.
There's
Look,
Tony up
there's
there.
Tony.
Yeah, I try to play as much as I can. And last week was kind of rough. I did 3 in one day.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
And
yeah.
I told myself I wouldn't do that anymore because back when I was real healthy and younger, I had a problem saying no to people. Mm-hmm. I'd always say,
Everybody has that
I think
problem.
I can do it. I can think I can slip it in, not thinking, wait a minute, how am I going to pull this off? You know, I should. But back then, I really hated to disappoint people, especially when they were after me all the time. Oh, we really want you to play here with your band. We love you. Can you do it? You know, I'm thinking, I'm not going to do this, you know? And I was always getting stressed out. And I told myself, I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to get stressed out. But I ended up doing it last weekend. It was a great weekend, and I'm glad I did it because we touched a lot of people. We played Monroeville for a church down there. And I came back and God's Country. Now I got up in the morning, of course. That was a Saturday. I got up in the morning, and I did Crossfire. And then I did our church.
Oh, you play at Crossfire, too?
Mm-hmm. Oh, do you?
I'm usually there once a month as a guest.
Yeah. Crossfire is also the Methodist church up in
yes.
New Date North
they have
there.
Five services
every
weekend.
Five services every weekend. Amazing. Wow. Well, Tony, we're getting pretty close to the end here. Anything you want to say to a minute or so?
Yeah, we have about 3 minutes left.
Yeah.
Oh, just look for me in the paper. It'll either be like Washboard Tony and Friends or Washboard Tony's Project or Good Vibes or Karma Acoustic.
I've heard Karma Acoustics.
Karma Acoustic.
Didn't know who that was.
Good Vibes is like my rock and roll thing. I have a group called Bliss, too. And plus God's Country every Saturday at 7 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church.
Mm-hmm. In Butler,
on North Street, we do an hour service with music, country music.
It's all wrapped around a service.
And we're opening up this Sunday at Crossfire, 7 o'clock, a free concert. We're going to open up for Tommy Brandt.
Mm-hmm.
He got voted 2010 Vocalist of the Year. He comes every year, and it's usually a good turnout there, and it's a free concert, so anybody's interested, coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful music, and maybe I'll see you guys there. 7 o'clock on Sunday, come up.
Okay, we'll have to think about that because we're going to meet Tommy Brandt on this Saturday. This show is going to air after this weekend that you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
So, got to let people know out there. Don't plan on going to that because this will be aired after that.
So this will be what you missed.
Yeah, this is what you're going to miss.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't.
Well, we're about ready to wrap this up. I think we have another minute.
So, yeah.
Any questions you want to ask me about anything or about the music thing or? Hopefully, I'll see you guys down the road.
If you guys have any
festivals or any kind of jamborees coming up, please keep me in mind.
Oh, we can do that.
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
We can definitely do that.
Because winter's coming. I want to really stay busy wintertime because wintertime's kind of a hard time for me. Well, hard for a lot of people. It's cold.
Yeah.
Summertime, I'm a sun person. I'm out. If I could play, we're going to be playing here in a couple of weeks for our praise group that we have every Sunday.
Pavilion here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Weather permitting, it's going to be warm. If not, we're going to be at the Arby's next door.
Okay. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you. It's been very enlightening, and I'm sorry about your cancer, but I'm so happy that you're
coming through that. Actually made a better person out of me. I'm not the same person I was. I think it was a good wake-up call.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks again for meeting with us this morning here.
If you have enjoyed our show, please tell your friends. Dick, tell our listeners how they can listen to any of our archive shows on our website 24/7.
I sure can, Dana. All you have to do is go to www.danasinternetcafe.com.
And don't forget, there are two N's in Dana. Make somebody's day today. Give them a compliment. Thanks for listening. Bye now.
Bye now.